الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وقد قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. For the fan, it's slow speed that last one, if you understand. Ulama-i kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters listening in at the madrasa. Once again, with the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have gathered here to make zikrullah. I've mentioned many, many times that different majalis have different flavors, different scents, different fragrances. But all have fragrance, all have flavors, all have scents. But it's just that they are different. The majlis of zikr is different. The majlis of waaz is different. The majlis of tilawat of the Quran Sharif is different. We have programs on different topics. We have ijtima'at. So each one has got its own flavor. We should never consider anyone as insignificant. And at the same time, we should not consider any particular one as the only one that is sufficient for the islah of the ummah. Each and every one must consider the other as supplementary, complementary. Make dua for everyone that is doing the work of deen, in whichever field, in whichever department. Allah Ta'ala must give ikhlas, and Allah Ta'ala must accept the khidmat. Bless it with sharf qubuliyat. If Allah Ta'ala accepts it, then it is everything. And if it's not accepted and it is rejected, then no matter how much effort the person has put into it, but if due to his show business, riya, or anything of that nature, or pride, wujub, vanity, the person doesn't have ikhlas in that, then if it is rejected, then all the effort that he has put is all wasted. So therefore we should make a lot of dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he accepts our getting together for his pleasure. In the Monday night majlis, I mentioned that one brother in my recent trip in Mauritius, he said that, Maulana, one statement of yours from this program that you had tonight, the program that I had in that masjid, he said, it will stick in my head till my dying day. Wow. I said, what is that statement? He said, you mentioned that do for Allah's pleasure, Allah Ta'ala will give you from His treasure. And why I mentioned that, because of this person who was complaining that I'm doing so much for my family, for my parents, for this and for that person, but I don't get any appreciation. In fact, they criticize me, they mock me, they ridicule me. And no matter how much I do, but still, I'm not the favorite. So I said, you are doing it so that you get appreciation, so that you get credit, and you are not getting it. So that's causing you frustration and causing you pain. But if you do it for Allah's pleasure, you must do it. For whom? For Allah's pleasure. So do it for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, then Allah Ta'ala will give you from His treasure. And His treasure is unlimited. That appreciation is limited. How much will that man say, thank you very much? What else can he say? Or he may give you some dua in return. But Allah Ta'ala, if He accepts what you are doing and He gives you from His treasure, then that is unlimited. So what should you be really seeking? So therefore it is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala that He gathered us here to take His Mubarak name. Zikrullah is a great ibadat. The method can differ. method is nothing but what we term as ilaj, that how a medication is given, that take it 3 times a day, take it 4 times a day, take so many tablets. Now all that is just the experience of that physician, that if a person takes it in this particular manner, then he will get shifa and cure. But the cure is in Allah Ta'ala's hands. So just like that, this method can differ. Somebody will show one method, somebody will show another method. So we must not consider the method as being farz, wajib, sunnah or anything of that kind. But getting together, taking the name of Allah Ta'ala and repenting, expressing great remorse over our sins, shedding tears of nadamat, as I always call this majalis, the majalis of tawbah, because so many young people, alhamdulillah, have made tawbah over the years. So this should be our niyyah, that we are getting together to take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so that it settles in our hearts, so that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is always in front of us, wherever we are walking, wherever we are going, whatever we are doing, then Allah Ta'ala is in front of us. And especially in these days of holidays, when there's attraction and distraction from all sides, when the whole country seems to be talking about nothing but entertainment, fun, pleasure, where the fun never sets. So when they are talking about such kind of things, wherever you walk, it's nothing but storms of fitnas. Then at such a time, it is extremely important that we should know who we are. We are Muslims. We claim that we have submitted ourselves to the will and the desire of Allah Ta'ala. So if we have submitted ourselves, so wherever we are, jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Wherever I may be, whether I am in bazaar, shopping complex, marketplace, airport, aeroplane, wherever I am, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. I must be conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching me. I can fool and deceive people. My outward garb can deceive people. My outward piety can deceive people. But my actions are not hidden from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's sight. So in these holidays, we know that what comes in the newspapers, magazines and radio stations and everywhere is nothing but invitation towards sins. The Western world, that is what they want. You can make as much salat as you want in the masjid, there's no problem. But you must not talk about abstinence from haram. So these majalis, this is what the purpose is, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's name must settle in our hearts. And we must have Allah Ta'ala in front of us all the time. So I was saying that we are being lashed by fitnas from all sides. So these programs are so that we may remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala everywhere, not only in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala is not to be remembered only in the masjid. Yes, Allah Ta'ala brought that Hadith Sharif back into my mind. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the companions asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa salam, I'm giving you the gist and the meaning of that Hadith Sharif, that if you can tell us what is the best wealth so that we can acquire it. They're asking Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, with regards to wealth, which is the best, which is the best property that we can acquire. How we always ask that which is the best investment, giving the best returns. So they too asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that if you tell us which is the best wealth so that we may acquire it. They didn't say we just want to know which is the best investment where the wealth can come from. Halal, haram, sab kuch andar, hai mast kalandar. Not that kind of wealth. They're asking for the best for dunya and akhirat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them some investments, best investments. He said, أَفْزَلُهُ لِسَانٌ ذَاكِرٌ وَقَلْبٌ شَاكِرٌ. The best is لِسَانِ ذَاكِر, the tongue which is engaged in the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's the best investment you can make. That's the best property you can acquire. That's the best wealth you can accumulate. If your tongue is going to be engaged in zikr, then you are acquiring rewards from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is increasing your stages in the hereafter. It is increasing your muhabbat for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It will increase your obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And all those other virtues which have been mentioned of Zikrullah. And at the same time, we must understand that Zikrullah does not only mean Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. When the person is transacting a business, it is Zikrullah. If the person is doing it honestly, truthfully, he's not hiding any defect, he's saying clearly with his tongue that this is the defect in this article. So outwardly he has made some statement with regard to business, but this is Zikrullah, that he has been honest and truthful. So Zikrullah in every field of the person's life. So first of all, Lisanun Zakirun, Afzaluhu Lisanun Zakirun, Wa Qalbun Shakirun, and the heart which is grateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We always focus on that which we don't have. Many times I have mentioned this, that the major cause of our depression is that we are always focusing on that which we don't have, instead of focusing on that which we have. Person has everything, good health, good children, good home, good everything. But if he's just suffering in one department with a little bit of problem, then he focuses just on that problem. That there's nobody suffering like me in the world. Whereas he doesn't look at all what Allah Ta'ala has given to him. So make shukr over all those ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given. I have discussed sabr and shukr many, many times. So lisanun zakirun wa qalbun shakirun. وَزَوْجَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ تُعِينُهُ عَلَىٰ إِيمَانِهِ. And that wife who is an assistant to him in his iman. And Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Alayh, he has mentioned that what does this mean? That wife who reminds the husband about his salat, about his zakat, about his fasting, and stops him from committing adultery and fornication, then that is the best wealth that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can give to a person. Now these days, if a wife has to tell the husband that I am suspecting that you are involved with some woman or the other, or I have evidence of it on your cell phone, or from the computer, or from the letters I have picked up, or somebody that saw you, so the husband blows his top, and he will beat her up, he will torture her, whereas she is doing exactly what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. She is a woman who is assisting and helping him in his iman, that means in his deen, that she is reminding him. If the husband is not getting up for fajr, if the wife has to just tell him, that, look, it's time for fajr, why don't you get up? And the masjid is a few doors away, why don't you go and read your namaz with jama'at? They say, you mind your own business, who are you to tell me? Qiyamah day, I will sort my own problems. They make such kind of statements. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that wife who is assisting and helping that husband, it's the best property that the man can acquire. He should make shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala gave him such a wife. He should not be offended when she is reminding. But as I say, that our problem is that we say, Naseha matkar nasihat dil mera ghabrawe hai. Main samjhu hoon usko dushman jo mujhe samjhawe hai. That is our mizaj and our attitude today. That, oh, you who is giving me nasihat and advice, don't give me advice, because my heart begins to palpitate when you give me advice. I consider that person as my dushman and enemy who gives me good advice. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam again says, Lisanun zakirun wa qalbun shakirun. So this is what we should be. All the other wealth, he didn't say you mustn't acquire it. But that was not something that he required a great amount of targhib, encouragement, that every person wants to go to the bazaar and make an earning and living. And again, that wealth doesn't last forever. It will be in our hands for some time and then it's gone. Unless we acquire it properly and we use it correctly and our intention is good, then it becomes a zakhira for the akhirat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is directing towards that which will be beneficial both in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirat. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to realize that taking His Mubarak name, repenting, regretting, expressing remorse over our sins, shedding tears of nadamat, that is great property that we should try and acquire. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Then Majalaya. A long time we haven't read this Majalaya, Kuch Bhi Kar Sakun Main. मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ऐ खुदा दे तेरी मशीयत है सब पे गालिब ये है चहे सब मेरे इरादे बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे मैं कब से हूँ महवे ख्वाब गफलत बस अब जगा दे बस अब जगा दे हर दम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले खुबार में हूँ रहे तलब में सवार सब हैं पयादा मिसले खुबार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ We should all think that we are the thorns. And I've mentioned this 120 times now, that we should all think of ourselves as the thorns and everybody else as the flower. Unfortunately, we think of everybody else as the thorn and ourselves as flowers. It says, O Allah, in your garden, everyone is a flower. I am the one that is a thorn. And who is saying it? A great wali of Allah Ta'ala. He wasn't a thorn. He was a flower himself. I don't know how many thousands of people benefited from his fragrance. The kitabs that Hazrat Khwaja Azizul Hasan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi has compiled. How many thousands of people around the globe benefited from his works. And he says, Oh Allah, in your garden everyone is a flower. The only one that's a thorn is myself. That is the shan of the Waliullah, that he considers himself to be insignificant. Because before him is the azmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. In front of Allah Ta'ala's azmat, what can he think of himself? That little flame on the candle, when the sun comes out, and if it tries to compare itself with the light of the sun, what would we think of that person? Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool kaar mein hoon. The one who did so much of work all his life, he says, I remained a useless person all my life. Ya Allah, now make me a useful person. So how much more we should be seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to become useful. Life is going to melt away. How much more time are we going to waste in futile activities, useless things? Hours and hours on television watching sports, watching other programs. What we say, passing time. Time will pass whether we like it or not.
Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon. Har dam karoon main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera.
This for the benefit of my young friends, many a times they forget the translation.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera.
Oh my beloved Allah, you know how dirty and filthy the condition of my heart is.
Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Every hair of my body is immersed, it is soaked, it is deep down in the ocean of sins. I'm drowning in the ocean of sins. Oh my Allah, you are aware of my condition. We are saying to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you are aware of my condition. You know how weak I am. I don't have the power of resistance. I make tawbah and break my tawbah. Oh my beloved Allah, you know what the condition is. I cannot hide and conceal my condition from you.
तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा, गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे महाल मेरा। ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे महाल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, इसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा। Oh my Allah, these are the last days of my life. What last days? We don't even know whether it's the last seconds of our lives. People leave homes and don't return. People go to the business and don't come back. People go out on a journey and they're gone. Gone into the journey of the akhirat. Families are waiting. What comes back is the janaza. So we say, ye akhiri din hai. These are my last days, O my Allah. Durust kar de maal mera. Make my future right. That the remaining days of my life, O Allah, I spend, I live in your muhabbat, in your love, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that will not make us abnormal people. We will still eat, we will still drink, we will still marry, we will run our businesses, we will even run governments. We will do everything. But we will do it now in the way that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. That is living in the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. And my death also must come, O Allah, in your muhabbat. Not in the muhabbat of nafs and shaitan. At present we have given ourselves to nafs and shaitan. Muhabbat of nafs and shaitan has become dominant. Nafs and shaitan drag us wherever they wish they drag us. We will come out of the masjid, nafs will say, straight to the cinema, we're there. Straight to the porn site on the internet, we're there. Straight to the adultery and fornication, we're there. Straight to drugs and drink, wine and women, then we're there. They're just dragging us any way they wish. So, Ya Allah, change this condition and now let me live in your muhabbat. This is poetry of Islam. The more we read and the more we understand it, the more it has an impact on our hearts and makes us think of giving up our evil ways of life.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho teri madad ho meri ho koshish teri kashish ho meri talab ho teri madad ho meri ho koshish teri kashish ho meri talab ho badi mein guzri hai umr sari naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho rahun main mashghool zikr o taat bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho har dam karun main ae mere bari allahu allah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah 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 La ilaha illallah
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد وبارک وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ لونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس My beloved Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours. My beloved Allah, day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. Mere pyare Allah, mere kareem Allah, اے میرے رب کریم، دن رات تیری نعمتیں تیرے ہی خلاف ہم استعمال کر رہے ہیں. Day and night we use our eyes for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight for your disobedience. The bounty of hearing for your disobedience. The bounty of speech for your disobedience. Our hands, our feet, our heart and mind, our wealth, our homes for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, day and night we disobey you, yet you give us so much to eat, so much to drink, so much to wear, so much of your ni'mat you shower upon us. My beloved Allah, how Rahim you are, how Kareem you are, how forgiving you are. My beloved Allah, we acknowledge our mistakes. We are confessing before you. We are not justifying our sins. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You become extremely pleased the more we beg of you. Ya Allah, human beings become angry, and if we have to beg of them, but if we don't beg of you, you become angry and displeased. Ha, my beloved Allah. Tu har waqt dene ke liye tayyar hai. Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures, my beloved Allah. From your unlimited treasures of forgiveness, unlimited treasures of mercy, unlimited treasures of kindness, unlimited treasures of ihsan. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. You were all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. My beloved Allah, even if there was a tiny little black ant, if there's a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, you watch the movement of that ant. You provide risk and sustenance to that ant. My beloved Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? This very moment, my beloved Allah, you are watching us. Ya Allah, you know the thoughts which are crossing our minds of shame, of nadamat, of remorse, of regret of our sins. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, how much we have disobeyed you. Lekin mere Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins. We are not bragging. We are not advertising our sins. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, don't remove your glance of mercy and rahmat from us because of our sins. If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy, then my beloved Allah, we will be destroyed. There will be no one for us, my beloved Allah. If you are not ours, then nothing is ours in this world. If you are in our favor, then everything will be in our favor. But if you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, then my Allah, the whole world will turn away from us. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi she nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. My Allah, day and night I'm seeking you from you. My Allah, day and night we are seeking you from you. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے, الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا. My beloved Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. We are spiritually sick, my Allah. Our hearts are filled with envy, jealousy, malice, greed, pride, arrogance, evil passions and desires. Ha, my Allah, what have we made of our hearts? These hearts which were for your love, which were for your muhabbat,
which were for the sake of the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have given our hearts to everything else but to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my beloved Allah, who is there that can change the condition of hearts? Our hearts are between your two fingers. You can turn it in any direction you wish. My beloved Allah, the Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, they came from kufr, from shirk. Ya Allah, somewhere from the Nasara and the Yahud and the Munafiqeen. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Allah, they reached such a stage that they became radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an. They pleased with you, you pleased with them, my beloved Allah. Ah, my beloved Allah, you pleased with them, they pleased with you. If you could have changed their hearts so dramatically and so drastically, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? It's not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. You have given man the science of transplanting hearts. My Allah, transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Badal de mera rasta dil badal. My Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites and munafiqs? Change the condition of our hearts. Bless us with good spiritual health and also physical health. We are sick and ailing, my Allah. Our bodies are weak. My Allah, whoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, or amongst us at the madrasa, or whoever has raised their hands, Ya Allah, bless each and every one with shifa. Ya Allah, bless each and every one with shifa. Sabku sihate tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, nasib farma. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. There is effect in dua and there is effect in dawa, but shifa is in your hands. My beloved Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy. But my Allah, we are extremely weak, my Allah. Don't take us through the route of sabr, Ya Allah. Take us through the route of shukr. Ya Allah, we cannot bear difficulties, hardships, problems, turmoil. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. We cannot take pain of any kind. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from all kinds of diseases, problems, weakness. Ya Allah, remove our shortcomings. O my beloved Allah, bless us with good spiritual health and physical health. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial problems. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make those children pious, righteous, obedient to you, to your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the parents. Those whose children have gone on to drugs and drinks and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. O my beloved Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with your closeness. With the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my beloved Allah, bless us with trust and tawakkul in you. Ya Allah, bless us with yaqeen in you. Make us the fish that swims deep down on your ocean of ma'rifat. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, my Allah. Give us such a bond with you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirat. All the works of Deen which are taking place, accept them. Ya Allah, masajid, madaris ki mehnat qubool farma, tablighu dawat ki mehnat qubool farma, khankao ki mehnat qubool farma, tasnif wa talif ki mehnat qubool farma,
whoever is doing the work of deen, whichever field, Ya Allah, bless the workers of deen with ikhlas and bless them with sharfi qubuliyat. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, wives and husbands. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the division, the disunity. Oh my beloved Allah, the ummah has divided and disunited. My Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ummah is suffering throughout the world. My Allah, wherever the ummah is suffering, remove their suffering. Remove the suffering of mankind throughout the world. Bless each and every one with hidayat and with guidance. Make every one, oh my Allah, worthy of entry into Jannat. Bless them with Iman and Islam. But if they have made up their minds, Ya Allah, they will never accept Islam and continue the persecution, the torture, the tyranny, the suppression and the oppression. Then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Ya Allah, send gale force winds against them. Oh my beloved Allah, cause the ships to sink, cause the planes to crash. Create division amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, give the mujahideen your nusrat, your help, your madad. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of mankind. Ya Allah, the whole world is plagued with drought, with famine, with floods and with all kinds of disasters. My beloved Allah, we know it is because of our sins that mankind is suffering. Give us hidayah to do that which is pleasing to you and distance ourselves that from that which is displeasing to you. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Protect us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of hashar. Cause us to cross-pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. Death is sure to come, my beloved Allah. Something that is uncertain is death. Oh my beloved Allah, when it is going to come, how it is going to come, where it is going to come, it is the most uncertain of things. Yet it is the most certain of things that death will come. My Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, glued to some filthy television program or some filthy porn site on the internet, or reading some filthy magazine or indulging in any kind of haram. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us after some salat which we have made qaza. My Allah, what kind of a death that will be if we have to depart from this world with our salats not being performed. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do everything pleasing to you. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. My beloved Allah, one day we have to die. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. The Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu. Ha, my Allah. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Ya Allah, let our janaza be in Jannat in Masjid Nabawi alayhi salam. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar there, not destined there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let it be the best day of our lives, because it is going to be the day, by Allah, when we will reach you. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he begged for us. How much he asked for us. How much sacrifices he made for us. Ya Allah, all that he begged for us, bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Wives and children with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection. Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu tasliba. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallam.
Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires that are in the hearts of each and every one who have raised their hands before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, whatever good desires are in their hearts, fulfill those good desires. And whatever difficulties, hardships and problems they may be facing, Ya Allah, remove those difficulties, hardships and problems. Bless each and every one of us with ease, with comfort, with the best of dunya, best of akhirah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين